Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Wednesday, 4:30. If you've been listening on Monday and Tuesday at 4:30, you know what time it is. It is time to give away an autographed Patriots football.
Folks,
it's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My voice squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. I hope you were listening. We've had some confusion with this, so I'm going to repeat it. You're calling the contest line, not the regular line. The contest line, 617-931-0937. That's 617-931-0937. Be caller number 10. And you're going to win the football that Fitzy is going to go under the tree and grab right now. And while he gets that football and prepares to open it, and remember, you got to have the play call you heard on the Greg Hill Show this morning at 7:30. Customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston, someplace I probably should have gone before I went to the place that caused me misery.
All right.
Fitzy has the football.
By the way, we finally got our tree drinking water.
Fitzy,
don't good.
No, yeah. Mine drinks plenty of water. Fitzy has the football. He's going to open it. Reminder, so far we've given away Drake May.
Uh-huh.
We've given away Mac Jones. So now we find out what today's football is before I give you the play call for tomorrow morning.
Jesus Christos.
Hey, why don't you open it up a little faster there?
Professional
you're
wrapping
my grandmother?
Service?
Are you going to reuse the wrapping paper?
Oh!
What do you got?
Looks like I have a football autographed by... Cam Newton!
Wow. We got a fool's gold football here from the QB under the tree. Cam Newton.
Cameron Jarrell. Camma Jamma.
In all seriousness. Camma.
Cam Jam.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Signed by a former NFL MVP and a guy who went to a Super Bowl and, you know, had one of the great seasons.
Green Eggs and Cam.
Yeah. All right. That's the football you'll receive if you are caller number 10 at 617-931-0937. And while you call, do I give away the play call
Cameron
now or once we announce our winner on the back end? Okay, so now we need to get to a lot going on here. It's time for a little TED Talk. It's time for... Hit the
it's
space
time
button.
For a TED Talk.
Hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball, said hike.
On WEEI Afternoons.
As always, our TED Talks are brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com. Stiz, you ready with your space bar? You sure?
And I just felt like I wanted to remind him that
it was important to have an attacking mindset, an aggressive mindset, to continue to find the joy throughout our team with each other, playing, watching each other, feeding off each other, all three units.
We're going to start things off with how the Patriots starting things off against the Giants.
It was a tremendous start. It's one of my favorite games of the year. I mean, my favorites before this game were, of course, the win in Buffalo. I thought the win in Miami was just kind of an impressive victory. Miami wasn't – we didn't know what they were at that point. The Patriots didn't know what they were. And then, the Carolina game was an impressive win. But I almost put this game behind the Bills game, because I think the Bills win was tremendous and on the biggest national stage. Part of it is because it was on the national stage. Now, that's the small part of it. But I would say that's a tricky spot. The mm-hmm. game before bye weekends are always tricky. They had every reason to kind of take their foot off the gas, and they went the other way. They went, this is a kind of kick the human nature in the ass kind of game. Can you get yourself going for a game against an inferior opponent when you got a bye week kind of out there? I give them a lot of credit. And you talk about, Mike said, mindset. This culture he's establishing, it's a mindset in how they play, the style in which they play. That was evident how they came out hitting. So I'll be honest, that Christian Ellis hit, I was a little bit surprised by it, quite honestly, because I haven't seen a defender so just confidently go in that close to the sideline.
Yep.
It told me that Vrabes has been saying to them, it's okay to hit these quarterbacks on the sideline.
Right.
And if something happens, hey, we get a PI, okay, I'll take that one, but then we'll spartan up. But the rules have changed such that quarterbacks, you can go for it, take those shots on the sideline now more than you ever have. I didn't know it, and I'll be curious to see if this opens things up for more guys doing the same thing.
Yeah, they set a tone. I loved the start to the game. Offensively, it was a little questionable just because you drove down and then your thing, the red zone. You got stuffed in the red zone, but then you play defense, you get a punt return, then the offense starts rolling, and boom, you were taking care of business. Yep. So, Stiz.
I thought that they were excited about playing, and I think that is probably the thing that pleases me the most, is that they wanted it. Ned Verdarian wanted to go out there and play and compete and block, and Ben fought and battled. And I know he had a holding call, which, I think was close. I mean, they called it, stay inside out, but I've seen worse. There was worse yesterday, but that's what they called. And
so the offensive line had me worried, and then they played, and I was no longer worried, Ted.
Yeah, you and I were worried about some. I listened to the post game. Just real quick, slide this in there. Cold weather, we got it. No problem. Cold weather. They're fine. I was wondering if how he was going to perform in the cold weather. He was almost perfect again. But the left side of the line, how'd they do? Pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Drake May only sacked two times. Drake May had his fastest release of the football of any game this year. So, sorry, Shine, but Josh McDaniels had a hand in how fast the ball came out. You can't tell me that otherwise, because it was his best, best game of balls coming out quickly that he's had all season long. That is a game plan strategy.
And I think we
because
said
of
as
the
much.
Left line deficiencies.
Absolutely. And I think we said as much on Monday, Ted. So to see that actually come to fruition, I'm glad that we were on that point, because that completely neutralized any Brian Burns, any Abdul Carter, any Dexter Lawrence pass rush. Ball was out quick. And that's
then,
a Josh
and
thing.
And real quick, you, Fitzy, you were right in thinking that, hey, maybe spread them out. There were times when they spread them out. They made the reads easy for Drake. They had a very good game plan to handle that pass rush. And so I tip my cap to Josh and to the O-line. I thought Ben Brown did pretty good. I thought Verdarian Lowe did pretty good.
Can we get one more hat tip to Doug Marrone? Does he get some credit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, 35 years that guy's been coaching. He knows a little something about coaching O-line.
I think the easiest way for me is whether he's fitting to run on defense as a nickel or he's blitzing, as I said, just, I guess, try to pretend like you have the football in your hand and you got to weave through traffic and you got to make these guys miss. And I mean, he thinks he's 6'4", 250 pounds. And so I always tell him on a run, like, you don't have to hit these guards and you don't have to run into them on a run. Like, you can slip and duck and dodge and do whatever. So I think it's a mentality. It's a mindset to be able to do that, to run through the smoke, Days of Thunder style. And
go around those wrecks. You can drive through it. I know it in my heart.
Woo!
Let's do it, Harry! I'm out of here.
I just want to thank Vrabel for listening to the show.
Wait, is this like an early 2000 linebacker room thing?
No.
Or like, what's going on here?
Never. What do you mean?
You've referenced Days of Thunder before. Now the head coach is at the podium referencing Days of Thunder.
Yeah. Why do you think?
You guys must have watched it all together back in the day.
No, you're missing the whole point. He watches the breakdown. He listens to EI Afternoons.
Oh, I like that even better. Well
hey, coach,
said, Fred.
Come on,
well
bro.
Done.
It's the
hey,
only...
coach, you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
naps.
Yeah. I know somebody asked me, oh, was that a linebacker thing? Phil Perry goes, no, we never watched Days of Thunder. He watches our show.
Hi,
come
Mike.
On. So... I love that he brought that up because I've been talking about it. So thank you for listening, Rays. But he was basically getting – the question was about Marcus Jones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Phenomenal. You can compare him to other great punt returners in the past here if you want. He's better than all of them.
Yep.
And we've had some phenomenal punt returners. That punt return, we used that play in the breakdown last night. You know where he caught that ball on the field?
Six-yard line.
Yep. Do you usually catch the balls at six-yard line?
Nope. Bad decision until it wasn't.
It was not a bad decision because they had a wall return left on.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they double-teamed both of the gunners so that there wouldn't be anybody in his face so that catching the ball on the six-yard line isn't as precarious as it would be otherwise. Right. So they had it blocked up perfectly. It was a great job of blocking, great job of executing. I want to give credit to Battle, number 35. He was double-teaming on the left edge, the gunner. He peeled off of his block and then came back through and made another block that helped spring him. So that was a fun play. He's the best to ever do it in Patriots, 14.1 yards per return. That's insane. It's 2 yards more than the next guy. He is special.
And with no Schooler on Monday night, that actually made it even that much more impressive to me.
Winning helps, but let's be honest, like this is the National Football League. You're going to have to go through some tough times and you're going to lose games whenever that is. You know what I mean? That's not our goal, but the goal is to just embrace and enjoy coming to work, provide an environment for these guys to have confidence in what they do and learn and figure out the game plan and how they can help us win, put them in spots to do it, and then try to, you know, glorify those efforts in front of the team and in front of our fans and everything else.
Culture.
People need to listen to that cut. That he's just telling you what he tells an owner when he's interviewing for a head coaching job. You repeat what he just said. This is what we're going to do. We're going to build guys up. And when they do great, we're going to glorify them and tell them how great they are. It is such a awesome thing to hear a coach talk about connecting, and really you can see what he's doing to build a culture. This isn't talking culture. He's building it through relationships, and that is the only way you build culture in any job. It's if you don't connect with your players, then it's you're never going to get the best out of those employees/players.
The only thing I would question of what he said, I don't know that this team's been through a ton of adversity yet because they've been winning for so long.
Yeah, but they you don't think they faced adversity in the Bengals game? And it was at their own doing. They were down 10-0 because they threw a pick six. It's still adversity. I mean,
I think the injuries are too.
Small adversity, but to me, adversity in the NFL is when Drake May throws four picks, you lose, and that turns into a three-game losing streak.
So you got to lose to feel adversity?
I kind of think so. I think it's harder to... He has been big about we learn in victory so we don't have to learn in defeat. He has said that a couple different times, and I think that's great, but I think there are some people that need to learn by touching the stove is hot, I got burnt, and when it heals, I won't have a burn
but
anymore.
But you're also talking about a team, even though the profile reads as it's one of the fourth youngest teams in the NFL, it's still got a lot of older veterans that have been around for a while that can lead these guys, and they don't need to. They've already learned. They've been in the NFL a long time. They don't need to learn any lessons.
I'm sure Stephon Diggs is in that group.
Yep.
I think the highest compliment I can pay him, other than saying he's the MVP frontrunner, he's 23 years old, and he's already in that very small group of quarterbacks that there's things you just can't do. You can't blitz Drake May. Best in the league. You can't give him too much time. Throws over 2.5 seconds. Best in the league, just about every metric. The Giants played a ton of single high, as is their want, and he absolutely annihilated it. 12 for 13 for over 170 yards against single high coverage. So you look at this Patriots team from a matchup perspective, and you face them every week, and you think, all right, we got to put a roof on this and just hope they run the ball, which is a wild thing to say, given their offensive line injuries, and that group is – I like their skill players, but – look at them on paper and you think this is a team we're afraid to play single high against, but it's all because of the quarterback and what he's capable of. He's just been phenomenal.
More Drake May love. Hey, Holly, Michael, love you, bud. You know I love you. Do I sound crazy now saying that, Drake May is doing things no other quarterback is doing? He's only doing things no other quarterback has ever done or doing every single week.
I love Ted.
Hey, I love you, Michael. Love you, bud. I mean, you know I mean that. But I thought Mina kind of put it succinctly. Oh, you want to blitz Drake? Okay, well, he's only the best quarterback in the NFL against of the blitz. He was 9 for 12 for 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. So that's him against the blitz. Oh, you want to play single high safety? Okay, no one's better at that than him. He's 240 yards passing versus single high safeties more than the next closest guy. So it doesn't matter what you throw at him. He has an answer to it, and he's the best at doing it.
Well, the best part of that, I think, is where she, you know, if you blitz him, he's the best in the league. If you give him time, he's the best in the league. So what the hell am I, the old damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're a defensive coordinator. And that's not to say he's perfect, right? Like, people will come up with some schemes that will challenge him and give him. But right there is sort of, it's almost like those numbers we had earlier when he was the best deep ball thrower, the best mid-range thrower, and the best short-range thrower. All those, he was, it's like, he is doing things that right now, short window, right? Like, things can change quickly.
But I was talking about what I've seen right now.
And I didn't call you out, Holly did.
Yeah, I wonder, A, is Mina Kimes the person who operates the Drake May Lover account on social that has gone viral?
It's pretty awesome.
It's wild.
I was following him along before.
Yeah. It is wild. And two, hearing that there and having this discussion makes me think, honestly, the only team that really is going to give him fits or that might be the best challenge would be the Denver Broncos, because they have such good man coverage guys, and they can get home with four.
Yeah, the Broncos and the Texans have a good defense
with good coverage. Thank you.
There's two teams. All right, that's going to do it for today's TED Talk, which means it's time to announce our winner, Eric Little from Lynn, Mass. You are the proud owner of a new Cam Newton autographed football, Fool's Gold or MVP. You look at it however you want. We'll be back tomorrow to give another football away, 4:30. But tomorrow morning at 7:30, the Greg Hill Show will give away a football, and that means we have a play call. And the play call right now is Lucky Left 6. That's Lucky Left 6. Ready, break. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, first of all, good luck if you have that play call tomorrow morning. Win yourself a football. Could be anybody, remember. Drake May has been given away. Mac Jones, Cam Newton. I mean, there was this guy named Brady who once played for the team. I'm just saying, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks that could be under that tree. Up next here on the show, we'll get to your phone calls. You've been waiting through the TED Talk. We'll get to 617-779-7937. Talk to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.